Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Wisdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We've been ministering on the subject of the wisdom of God for some weeks now. And in Proverbs 4 and verse 5, he said, get wisdom, get understanding. Now, when the Lord says that, what should we do?
Yes.
If he says get wisdom, you should. I was speaking to the students at ORU, and I was encouraging them to be led by the Spirit. And I gave them the three R's. Y'all remember those?
Yeah.
Respect and recognize and respond. We talked about some of that. And the Holy Ghost set them up a little bit. I said, you know, if the Holy Ghost leads you to pray, what do you do? They said, a whole bunch of pray. I said, he leads you to give, what do? Give. And we went through a list of stuff. And I said, if all your friends are getting ready to go out and party, and he leads you to stay in the dorm and study, what do? One of them said, party. And I said, no. No, let's go over this again. No, whatever the Lord leads you to do, what should you do? You do that. He says, get wisdom. Then that means we shouldn't just say, well, now, Lord, we're waiting on you. No, he said, get it. That must mean it's already available. So we don't just have to beg incessantly for God to give us wisdom. It's available to us. We are to what?
Get it.
Verse 5, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Now that gives you a big clue as to where and how you get it. It comes from his mouth, the words of his mouth. So one of the first places you are to run when you're ready to get your wisdom is where? Right here. Get in the book and get the wisdom. And he said, forget it not, don't decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, she'll preserve you. Love her, she'll keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. Get it, get it. And with all your getting, get understanding. Get it. Then he goes on talking about what wisdom will do for you. She'll promote you. She'll bring you to honor. She'll give you a head of ornament of grace, crown of glory. She'll deliver to you. Years of your life will be many. And the list goes on and on. We've looked at it. Riches and honor in one hand and long life in the other hand when wisdom comes in. We've talked about these things. Should we be hungry for wisdom? Should we be about the business of getting our wisdom and understanding? Well, that's why we're having the series. That's what we come here on Friday nights to do. Not just talk about it and say, isn't that wisdom great? No, we come to get some. Right? And take some with us when we leave, some more. Because it's available right here in the Word by the Spirit of God. And isn't it great you're not limited to what I know?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Let me say that again real slow. Isn't it great you're not limited to what I know? The Spirit of wisdom is able to communicate to you all kind of things that are not even specifically said tonight. And wisdom is not just about knowledge, but the Spirit of wisdom, the ability and the skill of knowing what to do and when and how in every situation. Can you become more skilled at life? You should. You should be more skilled at living life in God as pleases God, up to God's standard this year than last year.
Amen.
And better skilled next year than this as the Lord tarries is coming. So let me review a little bit for those that haven't been with us now. We talked about the importance of wisdom. We talked about being teachable and correctable. We talked about how important our words are. I mean, Proverbs is full of it. If you're going to talk about wisdom, you got to talk. A wise man or woman Watch us what they say. And we talked about how the Bible says, if you walk with the wise, you'll become wise. But if you're a companion of fools, you'll pay for it. So does it make any difference who you hang out with, who you fellowship with? Oh, huge. And because of that, see, God has already ordained and set you up to be involved with people that are have wisdom and faith so that you're influenced by it. But the devil seeks to separate you from these people. And so see to it that he is not successful. Also, we talked about that there is a devilish wisdom as well as a godly wisdom. There is ungodly counsel. And we talked about all that. We talked about the wisdom of Daniel. There's so much to learn there. We talked about wisdom and riches. And we finished up talking about wisdom and riches, a second part of it, last Friday. But look with me at a scripture that we kind of ended up with in the 27th chapter of Proverbs. We were talking about wisdom and riches. And we got to this, and I want to pick up here and go on with really another thought. Proverbs 27 and 23. 27:23. Be thou diligent to know the state of your flocks, and look well to your herds. For riches are not forever, and does the crown endure to every generation. Now what he's saying is, it's not automatic. And just because grandpa got rich and daddy got rich, if you don't keep doing the right things, you can lose it. You got to be diligent. You got to know what's going on with your stuff. And you got to look well. You can't, you know, so many times people in faith circles, they call it faith, but it's not. They just fly by the seat of their pants. We're just going to believe everything's going to be all right. Even got people that write checks and there's no money in the bank. Well, we're just going to believe that God will get the money in there. You know, no, that's got nothing to do with faith. Nothing. What did he say? Be diligent to know the state of your stuff. You are to know if you owe money, you are to know the exact payoff. You are to know the interest amount. You are to know what's principal and what's interest and what you're focusing on to pay off first, right? You are to have a vision. You know the total. You know the parts. There's no such thing as I'm in faith, but I don't have a clue what's going on with my finances. You don't even know what to put your faith on. Are y'all with me now? No. Faith is not playing ostrich, sticking your head in the sand, pretending you got nothing to deal with. The creditor calls and you go, I have no bills in Jesus' name. How you going to be on the street? Because you are not wise. You're foolish. The wise person stays on top of stuff. Now let me stop right here. That is not the same as worrying about your stuff. Some people, they checked it and they checked it and they've checked it 9 times and they knew what it was the first time. They're just worrying about it. Scared. And that's just as bad as not even keeping up with it. Did you hear me now? Because you're not in faith. Once you know, you know. Don't fret about it. Don't pace the floor. Let me do them figures again. Oh, help us, Jesus. When we first started this church with no congregation, there's a couple of nights I spent some time with my calculator looking at it. And after a bit, I knew what there was and I knew what it was going to take and just to get started. And I couldn't figure out how I could do it. I could not figure it out. You know why? Because I couldn't. I couldn't book enough meetings. I couldn't do enough, which I refused to do that anyway. But I couldn't have come up with a plan I refused to ask anybody. And what do you do? Once I knew there come a time I had to put the calculator away. I just had to put it away. I said, well, I know. And here we go. I'll do what I can do, but God, you got to come through. Or this thing just ain't going to happen. But like, you know, we did and he did and it is. Amen. You are. Amen. Right. That's the way you operate too. So two sides of this. But keep reading. We got into this. He said, the hay appears and the tender grass shows itself and herbs of the mountains are gathered. The lambs are for your clothing and the goats are the price of the field. And you shall have goat's milk enough for your food. You'll have food for your household and the maintenance of your maidens. In other words, all your needs will be met. You'll have everything you need. And let's go back and see if you do what? You're diligent to know. You look well to your stuff. And then verse 26, we got into this. The lambs are for your clothing, and the goats are, in other words, we could say the goats are for the price of the field. This is an agrarian society, livestock and crops. So when your lambs come in, it's like a crop of sheep, your new sheep, your lambs, and you sell your lambs or you sell your sheep, and you got some money coming in, it ain't time to just blow it on something. He said, you need to know that that is for your clothing. Are y'all with me now? Then he said, and your goats. When you sell your goats and you get money off your goats, you need to know that is for your field. That's to buy a field with. Now see, foolish people, God will bring them money and it should be for the kids, it should be to pay off the mortgage, it should be to do this, but they'll do something else with it. Yeah. A wise person, here's the word, a wise person, well, hold your place. Instead of me quoting it, you read it, you'll get more out of it. Turn over to Ecclesiastes. You're there close by. Ecclesiastes, I believe it's the 8th chapter. Ecclesiastes 8. And 5. Whoever keeps the commandment shall feel no evil thing. When you obey God, do you get cursed? No, you get blessed.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Discerning the Good, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1602L. That's R1602L, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.